This year's cherry blossoms provided a spectacular display. Arti Kabat is enjoying her first cherry blossom festival with friends.
We are really enjoying it, we are loving it, and it's just beautiful colors to see.
This year's festival marks the 100th anniversary of the gift of the first trees by the mayor of Tokyo as a token of friendship between Japan and the United States. A few more than 100 of the original 3,000 trees survive. The rest have been replaced by the Japanese government or grown from the original tree's genetic line. Anne Ulberg came to the U.S. from France 6 years ago. She says she is happy to see more Japanese tourists in Washington, 1 year after an earthquake and tsunami devastated Japan's coast.
So I think this year is going to be more beautiful than ever because I think some of them are able to come back now.
The festival includes a wide range of events, many celebrating the culture of Japan. Here at the National Building Museum in Washington, the Shizumi Kodomo Dance Troupe is performing. The multicultural children's group based in Maryland promotes dance as an international language. It was started by Japanese dancer Shizumi Shigeto Manale, who combines Japanese movements with different types of American dance.
Being in America, I want to be Americanized, and then I developed the fusion American-Japanese side.
Other activities at the building museum include the opportunity to try on traditional Japanese clothing that came from the National Children's Museum in Washington. Spokesperson Lisa Marie Ryder says the museum hopes children will get interested in Japanese culture.
And one way to do that is to get to feel and touch those traditional items. We hope we'll get them excited to learn more about Japan and to learn more about the world around them.
The Cherry Blossom Festival also provides activities for children to learn crafts that reflect Japanese culture. Filipina Judette Purdy is helping her daughter create a clothespin doll.
And this is actually my first time to make something like this.
Caitlin Hinkle is also having fun with a different project.
While you're gluing the popcorn on, it makes it look like a cherry blossom tree with real popcorn on it.
The festival continues through April, emphasizing the enduring relationship between the United States and Japan. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.